Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Rabbi Menashe Reisman quoted the Al-Sheikh from his introduction to this week's Parashat Tazria. And he brings the Pasuk, Adam ki hiye be'or besaro se'et osapahat, which talks about a person getting sarat, usually translated as leprosy. And the Al-Sheikh asked, why does the Torah use the word Adam here, which means man, to describe the person getting sarat and not the more common form of ish? And he says, because Adam is a term that is used to describe the exalted level of the Jewish people. It is the only word which refers to people that has no plural form. Ish has anashim, nefesh has nefashot, gever has gebarim. But Adam is not Adamim, to teach us that we are one of a kind, and it is only because of our uniqueness and sanctity that we are worthy to get sarat to fix our spiritual blemishes. Sarat could come for one of many sins, primarily for Lashon Hara. The Ramban writes, getting sarat was like an open miracle. It was Hashem coming immediately to fix a wrongdoing. In the Torah, we find the greatest tzaddikim who got sarat, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon HaKohen, Miriam HaNebi'ah, David HaMelech. The pasuk says, Zachor et asher asa Hashem Elokim leMiriam. We have a mitzvah to remember that Hashem gave Miriam sarat when she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. And the Sfat Emet asked, we know from other sources that Hashem does not associate His holy name with evil. So why does it say here in this Pasuk, Asher Asa Hashem Elokim leMiriam? And he answered, sarat is a sign of our great level. We are to remember how Hashem lifted us up to the point that our bodies cannot bear any evil. And so immediately when we get a spiritual blemish, Hashem expels it through the sarat. The word mitzora, the leper, is a lashon of mosira, to eradicate the bed. And although the Ramban says we are no longer on the level to experience the open miracle of sarat, Hashem still removes the bed from us in different ways, through natural means. Every ache a person feels comes directly from Hashem to cleanse him. No ailments ever occur randomly or haphazardly. They are a direct communication between us and Hashem. If we do ever experience an ache or a pain, we shouldn't feel that Hashem is picking on us. It's just the opposite. Because of His great love for us, and because we are so special, He doesn't want any evil to be attached to us. And a little change in our way of thinking of what pain accomplishes can make a world of a difference. A man once told me, he had chronic back problems and he was just so fed up with the situation. And one day he was listening to a CD about Yisurin and how every ache is carefully planned by Hashem because He loves us. The man said, I never knew pain was from Hashem. From that day, everything changed. He said, I thought my suffering was just my bad luck, or maybe one time I lifted something too heavy. I never knew it was calculated from Hashem for my benefit. And this is why it says in the Pasuk, V'haya be'or besaro l'nega sarat. When the Torah describes sarat, it uses the word V'haya. And Chazal tell us, En V'haya ela lashon simcha. The term V'haya is used to describe happy times. A person, we might ask, what is so happy about a person getting sarat? And the answer is, because the person sees the Yad Hashem coming immediately to help him, to fix him and purify him. And the knowledge that Hashem is involved in our lives and helping us in all ways brings us joy. If a person ever has to experience any form of pain, he should always remember it is still coming from his loving Hashem, who is only interested in doing what's best for him. Shabbat Shalom.